Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Here we are in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. And as we've been talking about today, blessed, wonderful, glorious rain and some snow fell out in western North Dakota, mostly west, southwest of the Missouri River. And out there, right in the thick of it, is Slope County Extension in Emmendon, North Dakota, Shelby, Houston. How are you guys today?
We can't stop smiling, Mick.
Woo! That is great. So I got a report on Saturday afternoon that you got 1.1 inches of rain at Emmendon. This was, I think, on somebody's rain gauge there. So what did it all end up being either at the Endon station or in your rain gauge or snow gauge?
Yes, we do have our Endon station located at the Slope County Fairgrounds here north of Emmendon. And we had 1.03 over the weekend in Emmendon. So, such a blessing. We definitely got more in northern Slope counties. Southern Slope County didn't quite get as much. But still, it was across the county we got some moisture.
Boy, and it was, a lot of rain. Some snow, too?
Yes, we got about 2 inches of snow. So, we're going to get, we are part of the Endon extension to get the all-weather gauge next year. So then we'll be able to know how much that snow actually adds to the rain amount.
Well, at this point, who the heck cares how much it was? It was one of those million-dollar rains, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The pastures are greened up already.
Wow. Well, they were thirstier than a dickens. So, yeah, that was my next question. Is it going to benefit the small grains that were planted or the pastures first?
I think both. We're about, as far as our small grains, anywhere from 50 to 65% seeded. So guys are getting out there. And, this will be such a blessing for that. And then as well as those that are still getting into the field. And then the pastures, I was looking a couple weeks ago, and most of the tame grass, such as brome and crested, were at that 1.5 leaf stage to 2 leaf stage in their growth. And ideally, with grazing, you should have it at 3 leaf stage for those tame grasses. And so I think with the sunshine today, it'll definitely, those grasses will pick up quick.
Boy, I guess maybe it is finally time to turn the cows out, huh?
Getting there, yep.
Yeah, good deal. Well, I know there were reports of, I don't know if it's in Slope County as much, probably, because pretty much everywhere, western North Dakota, a lot of farmers were simply not going to put anything in because why put it into dust if it was not going to grow or germinate in the first place? Or they couldn't get their drills into the ground. It was so dry and rock hard.
Yeah.
Do you think some farmers are going to change their mind now?
Yep, I think so. I think everybody's feeling a lot better about this growing season. And so, yeah, a lot of guys were getting in the field, but some were waiting. And I think those that were waiting are going to get in now.
Well, excellent. So what had been planted prior to Saturday and Sunday's moisture and what is yet to go?
So they were working on the small grains, wheat and durum, and then there was also some sunflowers going in, a little bit of soybeans, corn, some flax, barley, oats. I think a little bit of canola was going in, eastern Slope County. So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I guess. All right. And canola, are you in canola country, or is that more down by Headinger?
We do have some canola in Slope County, yep.
Okay. And is that, again, we're from eastern North Dakota. We have no idea. Is it too early to plant canola, or is it going to go in now?
I think so. Yep, yeah. I think so. There's just a little bit. I think a couple guys started a little, like, last week, and then I think now they'll be going.
All right. Super. Okay. Calving progress, are guys pretty much advanced, or are they, like many parts of the middle USA, we're getting later and later?
You know, I think we're about 75% done calving. There's a little bit yet. Lambing, about the same. I think most people are getting wrapped up. But yeah, some guys start early and some guys are going right now.
How about branding? I know that some folks were branding and maybe they quit in the snow and the rain on Saturdays. Is that a kind of work in progress?
Yes, I know of a neighbor that was going to try and brand on Saturday, but they had to pull the plug. But that is great.
You bet. We'll
Everybody was hoping to be in the house and not doing anything this weekend with the rain.
That is good. All righty. Well, let's see. What else to report? I mean, anything else that jumps out at you as far as what's cooking out there in Slope County, North Dakota?
Okay, well, we've got our wrap-up. We have shooting sports. Our Slope County 4-H kids are really involved with all things 4-H, but shooting sports right now. And so we have our fun shoot where they get to shoot. They do archery against their parents at the fun shoot, so we'll see how they do there. And then we have we were supposed to have our 100th Slope County Fair this last year, and it was a little bit muted. So this year is going to be our big celebration, and that's going to be at the end of August, August 28th, sorry, 27th through the 29th.
Okay, right, the week prior to Labor Day, sounds like.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, super. Hey, you know, for the fun shoot, that sounds like a great event. Pit the kids against the folks. Some of these kids have a steady hand. I'll bet they might beat the folks at archery.
Probably. They're very good.
That is super. Well, it's great to see things getting back to face-to-face and 4-H activities, just busy as can be. And again,
yes.
Thank you for getting – what is the, activity level? Are you back to full speed, full strength on 4-H out there?
We are. Yes, we are. We did a lot of virtual last year, of course, and a little bit in person, but we are back to pretty much 100% in person.
Okay. At the Slope County Fair there at the end of August, is that when the achievement days happen?
Yes, that's when 4-H, when they exhibit their projects as well.
I would assume that's a lot of beef involved there, but any goat, sheep, or...
Yeah, we've got a mix of everything. We've got our rabbit and poultry show, and then, of course, our beef and our sheep, pigs, goats. Yeah, and then round robin, of course, they have to show a horse as well.
Okay. All right, lots of fun. All right, and I would assume there's got a concert and all kinds of other, maybe some car race. I don't know if you got car. What happens at the Slope County Fair?
What happens at the Slope County? A little bit of everything. So we have, of course, the 4-H, and then we have open class as well, so everybody in the community can bring their produce or their leather working, whatever their talents are. And then, of course, we have the rodeo. That's our big seller. We do usually have local talent. Calcutta, we have a horseshoe tournament. We have a bikini barrel race. That's always very popular.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit of everything.
Wow, and what happens at the Slope County Fair stays at the Slope County Fair, right?
That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, I can tell you are, like most folks in southwestern North Dakota on this Monday, pretty giddy, pretty happy, pretty pleased with the precipitation, huh?
Absolutely. Such a blessing.
Wow. All right. Well, it's the drought is far from over, but hopefully we go into maybe a little bit more of a, you know, maybe we'll get a tenth or a quarter or a half inch of rain every week or two. That would be perfect, huh?
That would be absolutely perfect.
Okay, super. All right. Thank you so much for the visit, for the report. Shelby Houston, NDSU Extension, Slope County, Amadon, North Dakota. Have a great week.
Thanks, you too, Mick. Bye.
All righty. Bye now.